If ever there was proof that football is, indeed, a funny old game, then here it comes. 60 years ago, the EDP's sister paper, the Eastern Evening News' front page splash headline was, "We give City FC £500. Not the snappiest, perhaps, but to the point. The subhead revealed a little more, to meet wages bill this week. And if you weren't yet convinced that the club's position was grave, another headline appeared saying simply, grave position. At the time, just before Christmas, the club was faced with an overdraft of £6,000 and, with an away match the following weekend, did not have enough money to meet current commitments. The Norfolk News Company, which owned the Eastern Evening News and the Eastern Daily Press at the time, handed over a cheque for £500 on Wednesday, the 12th of December, 1956, the day club directors met representatives of some of the city's big industrial and commercial undertakings at the Royal Hotel. The intention was to raise over £10,000 so City could carry on until the end of the season. If not, the gates would be locked and the club closed down. Chairman at the time, Mr. J. L. Hanley, made it quite clear what would happen if the SOS was not answered. There are various quotes from him. My recent statement on the finances of Norwich FC has produced very marked public reaction. This evening, my directors and I will approach a number of the larger firms in the area with a view to asking their help. I sincerely hope that this will be forthcoming, because the fact must be faced that if we close down now, we shall never reopen. At any rate, such a sum of money would be required to restart as to be virtually impossible. The basic trouble is, of course, that we have been fighting a losing battle against falling gates and high costs. While the notion of a newspaper coming to the rescue of its local football club is rare indeed, so is what Mr. Hanley did next, as he revealed the accounts for City's most recent home league game against Aldershot. Attendance: 7,437, minus the season ticket holders, 1,786, meant 5,651 paid cash. Gate receipts, £593. Expenditure, entertainment tax, £106. Visiting team's share, £98. League contribution, £16. Advertising, gatemen, police, referee, linesman, £80. Players' wages and salaries, £500. Total, £800. One of the roots of the problem was the floodlighting, which the club had installed at a cost of £8,500. Folly, said some. The meeting concluded with all directors agreeing to resign and two committees established. One, an appeals committee, and then a three-man committee of inquiry, which had full powers to examine all matters connected with Norwich City FC. It was a heavyweight trio. Mr. J.D. Alston, Jr., a member of one of Norfolk's leading farming families, Bob Carter, son of George Carter, and Andrew Reary, an accountant and general secretary for Carrow Works. The appeal committee included Arthur South, the Lord Mayor at the time, and Geoffrey Watling. The crisis meeting had raised £3,000, but the appeals committee later pushed the required target up to £25,000 minimum. Needless to say, the club was saved. It didn't close, and here we are today, in a very different world.